Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kurt Palfari. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Gene Brabander. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. One out. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brabander for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. John Hiller now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Northrup scores. Cash moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. One out. Lenny Green pinch hits for John Hiller. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Cash reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ray Euler. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Cash scores. Freehan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bill Heath pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Fred Gladding now pitching. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0-for-1 in the game. Brabander is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Gladding fields it and throws to first for the out. Brabander moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brabander moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive towards short. Trusiewski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brabander scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Eddie Watt now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Northrup scores. Cash moves to second. It's Orioles, 4, Tigers, 4. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Palfrey hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Gladding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haney for a passed ball. Wirt moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Larry Haney. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Boog Powell pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin now catching. John Buzzard now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lasher, and towards Lump, who fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari is walked intentionally. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trusewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Lasher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Etchy Barron for a passed ball. Trusewski moves to second. Fred Lasher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasher strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Motten pinch hits for John Buzzard. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.